This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
You know, it's the live Sunday edition here, and frankly, you can call in and talk about whatever you want, but in the last hour, what we were talking about is the NSA spying on folks and then turning over that information to local law enforcement agencies when it has nothing to do with terrorism. It's Mark with you, by the way.
And I'm Ian.
And apparently, the FBI has some little trick up their sleeve, too, to put malware on your computer.
Yeah, should it be legal for the federal government or any government agency to actually hack you in order to gain information about you so they can bring you up on charges?
That sounds like a violation of the Fourth Amendment to me.
Sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's exactly what they did.
Let's read the Fourth Amendment real quick for folks that might not be familiar with it. But it's the right to be secure in your person. I'm sorry, I'm trying to go from memory here as I'm pulling the one I've got in my hand. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, paper, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures. That's always the clincher, the unreasonable. It's perfectly reasonable. And reasonable changes with the times. Shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. So, you know, that's where the probable cause thing comes in.
Well, some would say that it is perfectly reasonable, Mark, to use whatever procedure is necessary to violate as much privacy as necessary to catch child pornographers.
You know, and I tend to feel similarly. I don't like those child pornographers, and I understand it's, but I do know why they go after the child pornographers first. The reason they go after the child pornographers first is because nobody has sympathy for somebody who's accused of child pornography. Not convicted, mind you, accused. Right? In the court of public opinion, all you have to do is be accused of something sufficiently heinous for that to be it for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get the ability to go after those people that do those bad things, then, well, it's fine after that. Then you can do whatever you want.
Sure, they created the precedent that, well, the courts allowed us to use these hacking tools on the child porn people, so why shouldn't we be able to hack against drug dealers and hack against political opponents and hack against, you know, you fill in the blank.
But, and another thing about child porn, I've wondered to myself, how easy is it to find child porn on the internet? Now, I have been offered every form of, porn out there, right? Like, they offer you Asian teen, whatever.
Isn't it Rule 34 that whatever you can think of, there's probably porn of it?
There's porn of it, right? There's cartoons as porn. Yeah. I've been offered everything out there in the area of porn. But I've never been offered child porn.
Well, the internet generally doesn't offer you things, Mark. You have to go looking for looking for.
Well, you know, there's advertisements out there, and that's what advertisement is.
Right.
Advertisement's an offer. Well, I have never seen advertisement for child porn.
Of course not. It's an underground marketplace.
So
you don't see advertisements generally, unless you're in Colorado or Washington, for marijuana online either.
What I want to know is how easy is it to procure this sort of thing? And I don't know the answer to that, but I'm scared.
You probably don't want to go try to find out.
As a reporter, as a news person, as a journalist, I'm not sure what term to use for me because I'm really
a talk show host.
A
singer of The Who for that?
Yes, they did. And he was able to use the excuse that he was looking, and I think he was.
That actually worked?
Yeah, I think he was looking just to see what it was like to try to find this stuff. I want to know the answer to that question. I want to know how easy it is, because if it's super easy, then, well, that's scary. That's the scary thing about the internet. If it's hard, on the other hand, then, well, you know, I guess they're doing their job keeping it away from people.
So the story comes from Vice.com, and it's been developing for more than a year. I've seen it in the headlines. We just haven't talked about it yet. And that is the FBI putting a hack program into a website. They actually, and I don't know if they get into the details here. I think they might. But anyway, they seized a child pornography website from Tor. Now, Tor is the Onion Router. That's what it stands for. It is an anonymized system for using the internet. You can actually access what are called hidden websites. So if you're on a regular web browser, you cannot find these websites. They're inaccessible to you. But if you have the Tor browser, you can go to these websites. And they span the gamut from there's the assassination marketplace.
We talked about that on the air at one point.
Yep. There's the drug,
it exists.
There's the drug marketplaces.
I have used Tor. I downloaded Tor for the sole purpose of going and looking at Silk Road when it first came out. And so it existed. And I'm, well, there it is. That's what it looks like.
It's legal to look at Silk Road.
It is,
you can do that.
Slower than Christmas.
It's gone now, but
yeah, it's slower than Christmas to sort of navigate there through.
It's gotten faster.
Tor thing. Well, I'll take your word for it. It's been years since I've ever gone on Tor.
So there's drug marketplaces, and then there's porn places, and then there's places for people to communicate with one another.
And hackers,
and
folks,
hacking
hacker
tools
forums.
And hacker forums. Yeah, so all kinds of underground
stuff. Stolen credit cards.
Yeah, that's
I'm,
right.
I'm not saying any of this stuff is good. As a matter of fact, I would say just the opposite. But
this is the underbelly of the internet. To
and
some extent.
Don't forget that the Tor network's created by the government and maintained by the government.
Right, and there are legitimate reasons to use Tor as well, like protecting your communications, uploading something to Wikipedia. Or not Wikipedia, WikiLeaks or something like that, releasing classified information. These are things you would want to do through the Tor network that are completely legitimate uses for it. But, with the internet and with anonymity comes kind of a dark side as well. And so on Wednesday, according to Motherboard, now this is actually from last month, a judge ruled that defense lawyers in an FBI child pornography case must be provided with all of the code used to hack their client's computer. When asked whether the code would include the exploit used to bypass the security features of the Tor browser, a federal public defender working on the case told Motherboard in an email simply everything. His name's Colin Fearman. He continued, quote, "The declaration from our code expert was quite specific and comprehensive, and the order encompasses everything that he identified." Fearman is defending Jay Michaud, a Vancouver Public Schools Administration worker. Michaud was arrested after the FBI seized Playpen, a highly popular child pornography site on the dark web.
Where does this person work in the public school system?
An administrative office.
So not hanging around kids generally.
I don't know how close the administrative office is to the students. I can't tell you that.
Disturbing.
There were administrators at every school that I ever went to, so I don't know.
But it does make one wonder if you make jobs working around young people
What will that attract?
I wouldn't think that it would largely attract those sorts of folks, but I would think that it possibly would attract those sorts of folks.
So what they did was they seized this website, and then they ran the website. And I think this is one of the most interesting parts of this case, besides the fact that they then installed a hacking tool on the site and invaded thousands, over 1,000 computers to get their IP address. But this kind of, undercover drug stings, for instance, you're not really supposed to sell the drugs as a cop, right? Like, you're not supposed to engage in distributing crystal meth. You're supposed to bust the crystal meth dealers.
Yeah. You want to buy this, and here's the thing, and the money changes hands. Put your hands behind your back.
You're not supposed to go into the crystal meth business and distribute crystal meth for 2 months before you finally make an arrest. Send, thousands of pounds of crystal meth out onto the streets, into people's hands and into their lungs. That's generally not what the intention of the war on drugs was.
It's the crime of having and distributing child pornography is whatever continued horrible thing that it does to the people who are probably, in many cases, adults now, or young people or whatever, lived through this abuse, then that's what the FBI did. They did everything that somebody is accused of doing this, and the bad people are accused of doing. They did that. But they're going to go get them later, I guess, is the notion.
They're going to only get some of them. See, what they did was they installed a network investigative technique. Now, this is a newspeak for hacking tool.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the agency's term, an NIT. This means that they installed software onto this website that had been operating for a period of time. They then took over the site, put the software in there, and then just let it ride for a couple few weeks. And then they gathered information on the site's users and proceeded to make over 130 arrests. So we'll talk more about it here. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Is anything that they want to do okay as long as they do it to child pornographers?
Free Talk Live.
Are you thinking about your Medicare benefits right now? You know, Original Medicare may not cover all of your needs, and the deadline to choose your plan is rapidly approaching. Plus, whatever Medicare plan you choose is locked in for a full year. So the wrong choice could cost you thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket costs. At Health Markets, we can help you find a plan to minimize those costs with one free phone call. You could spend hours doing all the research yourself, or our licensed agents can do it for you for free. Call Health Markets now for free help.
800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. 800-978-4818. Again, that's 800-978-4818. Health Market Insurance Agency, the DBA of Insear Insurance Solutions. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability vary by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome
Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. You may want to call in if you have some thoughts on when it's okay for the government to hack computers.
Not only that, but is it okay for the government to distribute child pornography for the purpose of arresting people for child pornography?
Because when it comes to child pornographers, I have little room in my soul for them and sympathy regarding them. However, I do know how the government operates. And the government finds the weakest individuals. It picks off the weak and the lame, as it were, like a predator. And then once it can take them down, then it has all the precedent it needs to take everyone down. Because everything's a crime. Well, all of you listening to me, you are criminals as far as the government is concerned.
They just haven't been caught yet.
Yeah, they just haven't nabbed you yet.
Well, just remember, I don't know, was it a decade ago now that they busted the porn producer's name? His porn name is Max Hardcore. I don't remember what his real name is. Maybe he's actually changed it to that. But they arrested him because he made extreme porn, and they called it obscenity. This was actually toward the end of the Bush administration.
Yeah.
They called it obscenity. He made porn that, I mean, can't really say on the radio what it involved, but
awful stuff.
Bodily functions, let's just say that, extracurricular functions. And he made some pretty gross stuff, and they went after him for it. And because he was like on the very small end of this niche, you know, porn is certainly no niche, but he was in a niche end of pornography, the other pornographers didn't really stand up for him. He's one of those weird guys, and we don't really work with him. So if you just want to go after him, that's fine with us. Well, that's just it. They picked off the extraneous characters, and that means it's going to be easier for them to go after the more mainstream folks. In the case of what we're discussing here tonight, Mark, and our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE if you want to join us, 855-450-3733.
Any ideas how people might protect themselves online?
Well, one way you can protect yourself, and, you know, this doesn't protect you from doing stupid things, but it will protect to some extent your data from being spied upon by, let's say, your internet service provider. The ProXPN is a virtual private network. Go to proxpn.com. They have OpenVPN. It encrypts your data right from your computer or mobile device. OpenVPN is the gold standard of network encryption. They've got apps for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, and there's Linux support as well. Plus, ProXPN does not keep logs of your activities whatsoever. And if you're a Windows user, you can ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and Bitcoin. If you use code FTL50, you'll get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. It can be cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. So use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to proxpn.com right now and use code FTL50 to take back the privacy that is your right. ProXPN is a great step towards being more private on the internet. And again, the code is FTL50 at proxpn.com. So
before you go in, let's jump to the phones here. We've got John calling in from Carson City, Nevada, I believe, on Skype. Let's see how he sounds. So the Skype users often sound better.
Yes.
John, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, John.
You're talking about electronic privacy, and I was struck by some comments by Obama the other day.
Okay.
Where he's starting to get the idea that are implicit in crypto anarchy, that that encryption makes government much more difficult. But he was being really cutesy and dishonest in what he was saying to the American people. He's saying, look, we really need back doors into your.
He's a backdoor man, is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Well, we really need back doors into your privacy because none of us want terrorism and none of us want child pornography out there. So the government needs back doors that they can use judiciously to go after these terrible people. But what Obama knows very well is that strong encryption is out there. It's freely available. And there's nothing government can do to stop terrorists and child pornographers from using it.
That's true.
Now, if they're going to put back doors into your phone and into your computer and into your bank account, that's not going to prevent terrorists and child pornographers from using it. All it's going to do is make your life transparent to the federal government.
Yeah, and we just read in the last hour how the NSA was at one point using the information that they had to, well, the idea was nominally that they were using it to go after terrorists, but turns out they're just turning it over to local law enforcement agencies to go after, you know, drug criminals. And they're not saying how, what kind of drug criminals they're talking about here. They're not saying, are we talking about, you know, the people who are moving huge weight of cocaine? Are we talking about some kids selling pot, selling bags of pot? We don't know.
Yep, and of course, they're going to use it for everything they want. And you know, and his whole argument for it is it's a canard because you can't stop the bad guys from using encryption.
Right. The thing about trying to stop them is that generally the people who are trying to stop become the bad guys. If they can go after the information that people have on their computers, then they can go after the information that CEOs, judges, politicians have on their computers. Once they have that kind of information, the whole ruse of a democracy disappears because no longer electing representatives. You're electing people that will then be turned by whoever has the ability to spy.
And Edward Snowden made it clear that they are using the information for any purposes they want. And certainly I'm sure they use it for purposes that even Edward Snowden wasn't aware of. And he probably, you know, would agree with that, too.
Right, and he's been gone for 3 years, so who knows what, you know, what they've been doing in the meantime.
But Obama says, no, you can just trust us. We're only after the terrorists and the child pornographers.
You know, there was a time when I was willing to do that. There was a time when I was willing to trust the information, the government with this sort of information. It's just that when I find out every single time they're lying...
Every single time.
That's right. I mean, it's gotten to the point that I'm willing to say things, absolute statements, crazy absolute statements, like every single time. Yep. Please give me a call, 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE. If you generally believe that the government is telling the truth.
So how many people... should the federal government be able to distribute child pornography to, and we're talking about real child pornography here with babies and things like that. This site was called Playpen. You know, how many real child porn pictures and videos do they have to give away in order to bust one person? Because that's what they did in this particular case.
They busted one?
No, they busted 130 of them.
And how many
so far?
They had thousands. They called this very popular.
They called it They call it a highly popular child pornography website. They installed a hacking tool on over 1,000 computers and have made over 100 arrests from those 1,000 installs. So they probably, you know, distributed thousands upon thousands of images and photos. They ran the site for 2 solid weeks while they collected this data. I just wonder, not necessarily from you, John, but from our listeners out there, you know, how many is acceptable? You know, how many people need to be able to be have child pornography distributed to them in order to bust one person for possessing it? Because I don't know how many of the 137, I believe, arrests they've made were actual child pornographers.
Just people, consumers of it.
Yeah.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Or on Skype, like John did, our username is lrn.fm. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi there. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system. We're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Numbers 855-450-3733. What we're talking about is a, would you call this a sting, Ian? This is an online sting operation,
sorta.
But it's like, it's new stingier stings.
But more invasive than a sting.
In a sting, for instance, you might go, be lured in by law enforcement to, do some illegal act.
And classic then, example is prostitution.
Right. Prostitution, right? So the police officer that they have posing as a prostitute doesn't actually have sex with you.
Mm, right.
For money. They may accept the money, or they may decide that when the deal was placed or whatever.
They may talk about sex and look sexy, but they won't actually go through with the
deal. They may actually just consider that the accusations have been made in the past, and we don't have prosecutions of police departments on this one, but the accusation has been made that in some cases, all you have to do is speak to the woman, and you will be snatched up. So, but regardless, you're not going to have sex with a female cop posing
right.
as a prostitute. However, in this case, the FBI delivered. They delivered reams and reams of child porn to people who are interested in that sort of thing.
That's right.
On the dark web.
They seized, according to Motherboard.
I want to give you the number real quick.
Yeah, thank
855-450-3733 or Skype which I think Free Talk Live may be one of the very few shows that allows you to call in on Skype. Our username is lrn.fm. The number is 855-450-3733.
So what they've done here, now when you install malware on someone's computer, malware is different from a virus. Malware is typically stuff that operates for the purposes of doing something to someone else. So meaning, what I mean by that is like a robot tool, a botnet, as they call it. So a botnet program could be installed on your computer, basically turning your computer into a zombie slave for some hacker out there who has all these computers that he's got this malware installed upon, and then he can hit a button and activate that malware to begin attacking some website, you know, whatever the site might be. Visa or MasterCard or PayPal or something like that. And so this botnet is made possible by this malware. Now, when you install malware on someone's computer without their consent, that's considered a hack, right? Like you've hacked into that person's system without their consent. You've broken in. Now, whether you did it via some sort of surreptitious means or you physically planted the program on the computer personally or you tricked them into downloading the software, it was not their intention to have your software on their computer. That's called hacking, as I understand it. Now, maybe some expert hacker would come up with a better term for it. But most people would consider that hacking. It would be considered breaking and entering. It would be a property rights violation for me to put some sort of thing onto your computer without your permission, wouldn't
it? Yeah, I would say so. And it sounds like a violation of the Fourth Amendment to me.
Well, the FBI has changed the name of this, the idea of malware, into a network investigative technique. It's now an NIT. When they do it, it's not hacking. When they do it, they believe that it's legal to put some sort of naughty tool on your computer.
When they do it, it's not assault. When they do it, it's an arrest.
Exactly.
When they do it, it's
not kidnapping.
It's not stealing. When they do it, it's taxation. When they do it, it's not kidnapping. When they do it, it's an arrest. Yes, they have lots of different names for the things that they do, and they do under the color of law.
So I'd seen a story about this previously, and again, we hadn't discussed it, but apparently the way they did this was they installed a Flash app. Now, listeners who may not be familiar, Flash is one of the ways, it's kind of becoming an outdated method of showing not just video, but animation and things like that on a website. Flash is a way to make a – it used to be a way to make a site feel more interactive or more snazzy or pretty or whatever. And it's become sort of a bulky thing that's being deprecated across the web. So it's being, I think, worked out of the web, but it's still pretty present in a lot of ways. So they put a Flash app on this website called Playpen that was in the dark web that they seized. So they somehow found the website.
What is this Flash – do you have any idea what this Flash app might do?
I'll tell you in a moment. It was probably invisible, meaning that it didn't show you anything.
Okay.
But what the app did was it grabbed suspects' real IP address, their MAC address, and pieces of other technical information, like about their operating systems that could be identified later on, and sent them to a government-controlled server. So they put this Flash hacking tool into this child pornography website, continued to operate this child pornography site, which allowed for people to upload and download child pornography for a period of at least 2 weeks. And during that time, who knows how much was uploaded and downloaded. They managed to catch over 1,000 IP addresses from this particular hacking tool. Now, just a quick bit of information. This is not all of the people who went onto the site. Not everyone who's using the Tor browser has Flash installed. In fact, it's a bad idea to have Flash or Java or anything else installed into your Tor browser. The Tor browser, for security purposes, comes with a blocking program that's called NoScript, and that blocks all of the Java on every page.
Now, so by default, the Tor browser
does not have Flash.
Does not have it. So if you're some sort of normal person out there that doesn't know enough to change these things on your Tor browser, then in all likelihood, you weren't snatched up in this. And
you would have had to have installed Flash onto your Tor browser to have gotten caught, as my understanding at least,
okay,
to have gotten caught in this particular sting.
So we know that they've arrested about 130 people.
137, I believe.
And then that about more than 1,000...
1,300 IP addresses were harvested.
1,300 IP addresses were harvested, and They served up information.
This is national or international, by the way.
They served up information to basically anybody who would come on the site.
That's
so
right.
It could be 10 times the amount of IP addresses
more
that
than
they harvested. The FBI serviced potentially 13,000 people child pornography and maybe more over the course of 2 weeks in order to arrest 1% of those people?
That's correct. And further,
this is shocking. If an FBI agent went out and, let's say, was trying to get people who were hiring a hitman and went out and shot 10 people for people so they could arrest
one guy,
one of them,
yeah.
That would be 10%.
Right.
Actually, they shot 100 people to arrest one person. You would call that a heinous
insane.
And abhorrent crime. And you'll call child porn a heinous and abhorrent crime. And I will, too. I'm with you.
Mm.
But if the FBI does it, it's okay.
It's just a network investigative
This
technique.
Is not okay.
Yeah. Isn't this nuts?
These
crazy
FBI
story.
Agents, anybody who is involved with this from the top to the bottom should go to prison.
It's a crazy story. And here's the other thing, Mark. Not only did they only catch 130 arrests, and how many of them will stick, we don't know. But let's presume all of them. They've caught basically the most ignorant of the Tor users.
Yes.
It's very unlikely that they've caught any actual child pornographers. I'll go out on a limb and say that of those 137 people, I bet you not one of them was an actual child pornographer producer,
who's
creating
as opposed to somebody
child pornography.
It.
Because you would
I don't think people have very much sympathy for the people who are consuming it, but I would like to point out that if somebody's just going out there and looking to see how hard or easy it is to find child porn, because, you know, to some extent you kind of have to go there and look to see whether it really is child porn. Who knows? If we're talking about 16-year-olds or something like that, well,
we're not talking about that.
I get that. But if we are, then nudie magazines have been guilty in the past of
That's
actually
true.
Publishing women who have lied about their age. So child pornography actually exists in sort of collector's magazines in some cases. Playboy is one that's sort of famous for it.
Right.
This is really weird stuff.
I think but the point I was trying to make is the people they caught up in this sting operation were the most ignorant. Sort of like on the streets with prostitution.
But
if you are on the streets looking for a prostitute, you are much more likely to come across an undercover cop than you are if you're calling for an in-call prostitute or an out-call girl. These are the ways that people with more money typically hire prostitutes. Is they don't stop on the side of the road and pick up some girl. That's not how the people with money do it, so they're less likely to get snatched up. Similarly, the people who installed Flash ignorantly revealed themselves to this site. The smarter ones would never install Flash in the first place.
855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live's live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And I'm Ian.
We're talking about the situation with the FBI hacking people's computers without a warrant.
That's right. And thousands of computers.
Distributing a great deal of child porn.
An unknown quantity of child pornography on what is described as a very popular child pornography website that they took over and then operated for a period of 2 weeks.
And getting potentially less than 1% of the people to whom they distributed as arrests.
Exactly. So we'll continue with that, but I also want to let you know about the AMP program. It's the Free Talk Live AMP program. It's a way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations around the country. We've got over 170 thanks to listeners like you. It's really the AMP program that has made it possible for Free Talk Live to be as widely heard as we are. And it's $5 a month to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. That's all we're asking for. And you get perks, of course, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, and also there's an AMP-only Facebook group where our amplifiers get to interact with one another and host the show. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up through any major credit card via PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right through our website and Bitcoin, which we'll talk about Bitcoin here in a little bit. But go to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, like advertise, marketing, promote, amp.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Scott, who's calling in from South Carolina. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm very reluctant to call in. I don't want anything I say to be interpreted as defending child porn.
I know. It's a really difficult subject to discuss.
It is, and I'm so glad. That story broke a while back, and it's bothered me from the day it broke with this FBI thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick review. A sicko perv molests a kid, and he photographs it. He just molested the... He just created child porn, okay?
That's correct, yep.
Victimized. That's not in dispute. Okay. Now, the logic says when he shows that photo to his perv buddy 2 weeks later, that the kid was just re-victimized.
That's the notion.
That's what they would tell you in court.
Mm-hmm.
That You know, Joe Jones had 70 photos on his computer, so he's tantamount to, he may as well have done it himself, the 70 kids.
I don't agree with that particular viewpoint, but yeah, that is what the feds would say if they were trying to prosecute someone.
And that, exactly, that's what the prosecutor's going to tell the jury. But, and I don't, I've got a, it's a leap of logic, but okay, if you buy that, then the FBI victimized kids for 2 weeks.
They sure did. I don't see how you can argue it. You can say that, for instance, with the 137 arrests that they made, that they somehow, that they solved that problem. But by the looks of it, and just trying to do some back of the, you know, some matchbook math here, it looks like that's about 1% of the people to whom they distributed this.
Yeah,
stuff.
It's a fraction, whatever it is.
Right.
It's a small fraction, which is to say that all of those other people, basically the FBI committed a crime.
Not when they do it, though.
Exactly. Can I give you an example, a comparison?
Sure.
The DEA would not distribute heroin for 2 weeks to get deeper undercover or to get street cred because the risks are too high and there are boundaries. So the DEA is not going to distribute heroin because it will help their investigation.
They're generally not supposed to, but I believe they may have sold some drugs in their investigation of the Silk Road.
They may have, but they don't. You know, it's tremendous liability. And
right.
One more thing, I've seen some. I watch these stories, and we've had some locally. It seems Homeland Security is doing a lot of these child porn busts, and I was just wondering when this came under the umbrella of Homeland Security, which is a relatively new agency. Is this all PR stuff like you guys might have suggested? It's always good for PR, you know. Who doesn't like a good, you know, bust?
Yeah, that's what people want. They want to believe that they're going out and getting the bad guys. Now, I know that they have successfully sued victims of child porn, have successfully sued people who have possessed child porn in the past. And so, therefore, my question would be, can then the victims of child porn who have had their likenesses distributed by the FBI, are they now, are we all as taxpayers now liable for the actions of these FBI agents?
I suspect not.
How much are we talking about, a settlement here for? I mean, are we talking about $100,000 for each one of these people? More than 10,000 people? We're talking about some real money now. The FBI has gone out on the limb. I suspect none of them will be held accountable. Certainly not going to come out of their paychecks. This is what disturbs me about this whole thing, is if the government can't commit a crime, then you're dealing with an unaccountable organization. If the government does commit a crime and doesn't get prosecuted, you've got an unaccountable organization. And then if it does get held to account, then it's us that get held accountable. This is just a big mess, and they shouldn't be doing this, is the best I can say. Scott?
On my name. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Great call.
The call.
Great thoughts. There's a little bit more here from motherboard.vice.com. The case has drawn widespread attention from civil liberties activists because from all accounts, one warrant was used to hack the computers of unknown suspects all over the world.
And that is not what the Fourth Amendment says.
No.
It says it's very, that the warrant
to be
needs to be particular.
Yeah.
Right.
On top of this, the defense has argued that because the FBI kept the dark website running in order to deploy the NIT, which is their term for a hacking tool, network investigative technique, that the agency in effect distributed child pornography. Last month, a judge...
They didn't in effect do that. They did it.
They did. Last month, or they allowed it to occur, right? It was being distributed under their watch.
They hosted the website.
That's
they
true.
Darn sure believe that Russ Ulbricht was guilty of distributing drugs
even though
by hosting a website.
Yep. And I thought that was kind of an interesting comparison, too, because in Russ Ulbricht's case, we don't know how they found Russ Ulbricht's server. The FBI never had to reveal that information in his case. But in this case, a judge has ruled that the FBI has to reveal this particular hacking tool as part of their disclosure. So we are going to learn more about it. Anyway, the defense argued that, again, the feds were distributing child porn. Last month, a judge ruled that the FBI's actions did not constitute, quote, outrageous conduct, unquote.
This isn't outrageous.
According to court documents, in a related case, the FBI harvested approximately 1,300 IP addresses, and around 137 people have been charged so far. Motherboard found that the hacking campaign was global in scope, with computers in Greece, Chile, and the UK being affected. Since September, Michaud's lawyers, he's one of the people who was arrested, have been trying to get access to the NIT code. It wasn't until January that Vlad Selekovich, the defense's consultant expert, received the discovery. However, according to him, the code was apparently missing several parts. One of those was the section of the code ensuring that the identifier issued to Michaud's NIT infection was truly unique, and another was the exploit itself used to break into his computer. So they just left those parts out. Quote, "This component is essential to understanding whether there were other components that the government caused to run on Mr. Michaud's computer beyond the one payload that the government has provided." So the suggestion being that maybe they put other pieces of code on the computer that they have not yet revealed.
Notice they don't say anything about Michaud not doing this stuff. They don't say anything about, oh, he could be innocent, right? Like the defense doesn't even bother with that.
No, they're trying to get the evidence excluded. The code of NIT has been disclosed in the past. In a similar 2012 case called Operation Torpedo, the government provided details of its technique, which turned out to be a novel use of a popular hacking toolkit called Metasploit. Specifically, the FBI used a flash application to make a direct connection over the internet instead of routing the target's traffic through Tor. Now it looks like the defense in this latest case will receive its own answers. Quote, "The order yesterday requires disclosure of all of the code components," said the attorney, but he didn't say when his expert would be receiving the code itself. A spokesbureaucrat for the Department of Justice did not directly answer when asked whether the defense would be provided with the Tor browser exploit. He wrote instead in an email, quote, "The court has granted the defense's third motion to compel, subject to the terms of the protective order currently in place." So the feds will have to give up the code to this particular exploit, but with another judge ruling that this was not outrageous conduct, who's to say whether the FBI will ever be held any kind of accountable for making
this? I don't imagine that for a second. I don't imagine they'll be held to account, but I do imagine that they will now be able to use this as a way to go after anybody for anything that might be considered illegal on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. You know, you just don't know. And I
could do the same thing on an underground drug site as well.
Hey, they can go on Facebook. What about underage drinking? What about a whole variety of things? There's all kinds of stuff that can be done. I mean,
our toll-free number, if you want to join us here on the way, is Ethereum about to topple Bitcoin? Has Bitcoin met its match? 855-450-FREE. You can also bring up what you want on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that
powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.